You know how people say sometimes that you never really want to meet your heroes or your favorite athlete or your favorite celebrity because you'll ultimately be disappointed? That's how I feel about Greg Popovich. Now, he was never my hero, but Greg Popovich, he used to be one of my favorite coaches in the NBA. He built a dynasty in San Antonio based on the philosophy of team first. No one player was more important than the other. No one player was more important than the team. Now, if you have LeBron James on your team, he's the leader. He's more important than the head coach. Players run the league in the NBA, except in San Antonio. Greg Popovich runs the show in San Antonio. He allowed Kawhi Leonard to walk, allowed him to leave because he didn't feel Kawhi Leonard was a team player. The Spurs are basically the New England Patriots of the NBA. Similar coaching styles, similar philosophies, similar success. It is so difficult to win consistently in the NBA. And we have seen numerous teams have a 5, 6 year stretch where they're dominant. Greg Popovich dominated for 22 consecutive years. 5 titles, 10 trips to the Western Conference Finals. This dude is on the Mount Rushmore of coaches in the NBA. Phil Jackson, Pat Riley, Greg Popovich. However, over the last few years, Greg Popovich, he's become a bitter old man. He has become the token white guy who apologizes for his whiteness. He victimizes minorities, claiming that they're held back by the evil white man. We have a systemic problem where white people intentionally hold back people of color. He fuels the mythical notion that you can't make it here in America unless you're white, which is incredibly insulting if you think about it. If I were a minority, if I were black, I would be insulted by the mentality of people like Greg Popovich. How can you tell me that I can't accomplish my goals because of the color of my skin? This victim mentality is detrimental to the black community. No one has ever become successful by victimizing themselves. There are more black millionaires in America than any other country in the world. Some of them are sitting in the damn locker room in San Antonio. Greg Popovich knows this, but just like other social justice warriors, he never lets facts get in the way of pushing the agenda. Yesterday, before their game against the Sixers, Greg Popovich had a press conference. I don't recommend that you watch it. It was painfully boring. That's why you have me. I took one for the team here, sat through all 10 minutes of it for you. Now, I'm going to play a couple of clips from this press conference so you can hear the shit that comes out of this man's mouth. And I also blame the media here. I don't know what the hell's wrong with NBA media. When I watch NFL press conferences, I never hear about a damn voting rights bill. I never hear reporters ask Bill Belichick for his opinion on Juneteenth. But the NBA? It's like they won't give you a press pass unless you're gonna ask bullshit political questions. Greg Popovich has proven time and time again he doesn't know anything about politics, so I don't understand why the media continues to ask him his opinion about it. Here is his response to a reporter's question about Juneteenth.
As far as Juneteenth, I might be too cynical, or maybe I'm just realistic, but it sort of felt like a lot of politicians acquiesced to Juneteenth, and then basically either blatantly or between the lines said, "Now shut up. You got that, be happy. What else do you want? Justice? Equality? A recognition that we have a systemic system that keeps black and brown people in the background and underneath and less than?" It was that kind of an attitude, like that really is depressing and angering both at the same time. So.
First of all, what the hell is he doing wearing a mask? You can barely hear the media. I assume this press conference is being held through Zoom. If that's the case, no one else is in the room with Greg Popovich. So what's the point of the mask? Like Anthony Fauci, I'm not a medical professional, but I'm pretty damn sure you can't catch the COVID through a computer screen. Greg Popovich wearing a mask, nothing but a virtue signal to the COVID crusade. But let's get back to his commentary. What is he talking about? Did you notice that he used the boner words of the woke? Justice, equality. Ooh, I just get a chub every time I think about the myth of equality. This is the typical mentality of the social justice warrior. Greg Popovich just laid it out for you, talking about Juneteenth, a day meant as a celebration for the emancipation of slaves. Greg Popovich just said, that's not enough. We want more. More of what? What the hell do you want done? We can't rewind the clock 200 years and make up for the sins of slavery. I have never met someone who could travel back in time. I've also never met someone who was a slave. Greg Popovich hasn't either. He said he wants recognition that we have a system that keeps minorities down. But just like other SJWs who push this propaganda, he never provides any evidence. He never gives examples. If we use the logic of these people, the NBA is the most racist organization in America. The league is made up of mostly black players. Does the NBA put in barriers so white people, Asian people, can't get into the league? No. In most cases, black people, they're just better basketball players. Greg Popovich doesn't provide evidence because there is no evidence to back up his claim. How can the system hold back minorities? We have minority politicians. We have minority athletes making millions of dollars a year. The country embraced Tiger Woods. Hell, America voted for a black president, something that was unfathomable 50, 60 years ago. Speaking of voting, Greg Popovich, he segued into the voting rights bill that was killed in the Senate last week. Say for yourself.
You know, you still see it today with the voting rights issues that are going on. You know, we have two senators that seem to not be able to understand the gravity of this situation. And it's for political reasons. And they must think that we're stupid or they just don't care or both. But we're in such a dangerous situation right now that it's hard to know how to go forward. And the thing for me, being a white person looking at our country, it seems that it's ironic, but as much as the community of color has been oppressed and denigrated and so on and so forth, those are the people who tried to save this damn country from itself.
We don't have to think that you're stupid when it comes to political issues, Greg Popovich. You prove it to us every time you talk about it. I don't know what the hell the voting rights bill had to do with their game against the Sixers. I don't remember seeing Joe Manchin on the scouting report. He claims minorities are being oppressed when it comes to voting. Now, back in the 1940s, 50s, 60s, I would agree. But in 2022, I could not disagree more. I don't know much about the voting rights bill, but if I had to guess, it is the same bullshit the left always pushes when it comes to voting. Identification should not be required. They moved the polling place 5 miles away. Minorities have no way to get there now. Again, all things to me would be incredibly insulting if I were a minority. You're fighting to remove the requirement of having an ID to vote because you think I'm too stupid to drive to the DMV and get a driver's license? I don't know what happened to Greg Popovich. For the better part of 3 decades, this dude shied away from controversy. Critics, they used to accuse the Spurs of being bad for the NBA because the team was so boring. There was no drama, no controversy. It's like George Floyd died. Greg Popovich woke up the next morning and lost all sense of reality. He's bitter, he's miserable. When is the last time we've seen Greg Popovich have anything positive to say? When's the last time we've seen him smile at a press conference? I know it's been at least 2 years because he refuses to take off his mask. Remember back in October when he was complaining about Columbus Day? We can't celebrate Columbus Day. Christopher Columbus was an evil white man. Greg Popovich is infected with the disease of social justice, a disease that is incredibly hard to cure. Once you've been brainwashed, there's not much hope that you can ever return to normalcy. You're destined to live a life of misery, making ridiculous comments in the name of ending racism, while the rest of us sit back and laugh at what you've become. This mentality The mentality of Greg Popovich, LeBron James, this is the reason people are not watching the NBA. You can only call your audience racist for so long before they eventually just turn you off. All right, let me know what you guys think of the media bringing up politics again at an NBA press conference and Greg Popovich taking the bait. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.